All right, guys, I am here finally to provide you with the information about the small business opportunity that I've been talking up for quite a while now. Here it is. So let me tell you some of the benefits before we get started with the details of what the company is all about. Number one, you can replace your 9-to-5 if you want. Work from home, work from actually wherever. You have freedom to travel, make more money, no inventory. Did I say totally flexible schedule? I keep going on that one because I love that, because I hate commitment. So I'm going to repeat that probably several times. Stellar, amazing compensation plan. You work with a company that's like really committed to a gratitude filled environment. You can work with really cool people like me and Chloe, right? And help women feel better about themselves. That's really, really gratifying. And also help other women to become entrepreneurs themselves. So I'm gonna give you Chloe now so that she can tell you exactly how it all went down for her.
So we're coordinating and we didn't really think about that too much. So anyway, so I'm just gonna go ahead and ask Chloe in a very organic style, what is this opportunity and how did she get here? So, cool. All right. So before you started with money, what was your situation in life?
So I was working like 3 to 4 days a week at a spa. I'm a massage therapist and esthetician. I had a side business. It was a clothing company I ran from my home, and I was volunteering about 20 hours a month.
Okay.
I mean a week.
A week. All right. It was a week. That's a big difference.
Okay. Yeah, 20 hours a week. So that's like 2 full days.
So what made you feel like you needed to make a change?
So it definitely wasn't that I wanted to add something else to my plate. I already felt very busy. I didn't think I had time for another like business venture. But what really initially sparked my attention with this company is, do you guys know those people like you just kind of stalk on Instagram? You don't follow them, but you know who they are.
I do.
Okay, so there was this girl. She was like the cousin of one of my friends, ex-girlfriends that I followed like 4 years ago, like way down the line.
You were creeping.
I was creeping so hard. And I used to stalk her all the time because I thought she was cool, right? And like, I just stopped, you know, because whatever, right? But a few years later, she popped into my brain, like something triggered her username. And I was like, I wonder what that girl's up to. So I looked up her page. And I knew what her life was like before, but I saw she was retiring her husband from his job where he had to travel a lot. She was working from home with her kids. She quit her photography business that was like burning her out. They were building a house and she was driving a very fancy car. And I was like, what the heck is this girl doing, right? So I kind of like stalked her page a little bit and I started seeing like these hair posts, whatever. And I was like, I wonder like what are these products? Like her hair looks so pretty. And my hair was super damaged, and I knew I was gonna be getting married within the next like little while, so I wanted to fix my hair, right? So that was like my first exposure. And so I DM'd her, finally, after like 5 years of feeling like she was my friend. So I DM'd her and just kinda asked like, hey, like what are you doing and what are these products? And so we talked about the products, and then she showed me the comp plan. And I've been with direct sale companies before, three times failed, right? Three times unsuccessful, not into it, not doing it again. And I was like, all right, like I'll look.
So you were weary.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know like about this, but I'll look at your comp plan. The best of any direct sales company that I've looked into. And the company says like the best of any on the market. But I could agree with that from a personal standpoint because I've looked into multiple. And failed with multiple.
Yeah. Got it.
So that was kind of what piqued my interest in the business side of things. And so, I told my mom that I was going to do it.
Yeah.
I told her about the company and I told her that I was going to have like such pretty hair and I was going to like sell shampoo. Yeah. And my mom was like, okay, yeah, whatever. Like she did not care. And then the next day she messaged me, or like talked to me, she sent me a text actually. And it was like, Chloe, do not start with that company, it makes your hair fall out. I was like.
You were like super discouraged at that point.
Yeah, I was so bummed. I was like, this comp plan's great. Like, yeah. And Haley's hair's so pretty. Like, this doesn't make sense. So I looked it up and I saw what she was talking about. Saw the lawsuit. Some of you guys might've seen the lawsuits too. So at that point, like I dropped it, kind of. I dropped it kind of. Like, in my brain, though, it was still very much something I wanted, and I wanted to know more. So being an esthetician, and I use all natural organic products, I'm really into ingredients. And so what I did is, all our ingredients are public. It's like, it's a legal thing. They have to be, right? So I started going through ingredients, and they're natural things. It's like lemon oil, carrot seed oil, meadow foam seed. And so what I would do is type in like the ingredient and then hair loss, the ingredient, hair shedding. And I would try to figure out like.
You did a lot of research.
Yeah, for months, for 2 months.
Wow.
I waited 2 months before I started this doing research. None of the ingredients had made any sense to me. None were linked to hair loss. So this is very strange. So I dug more into the lawsuits specifically, and what I found was that the lawsuits, one, most of them were money countersued for defamation. So not only were they able to prove that the products didn't cause that person's hair to fall out, the products could not even do that, and that person, by saying that, was defaming money, and they countersued them.
Wow.
Which I found very comforting. The second thing I found was on like a personal basis for the people who made these claims, they had people overshare on Facebook a lot. And so they would post like that they were like getting a surgery done or had to start a new medication because of something wrong with their organ. And they would start medications
right.
that had side effects of hair loss.
Right.
And they blamed it
yeah.
on their shampoo. You can look up from any company, like shampoo doesn't cause hair loss. That's right. a fact.
Yeah.
And so after 2 months, I was like, you know what? Like, let's just do it.
Okay.
My mom got a chemical treatment done. It fried her hair. It looked like spaghetti. It was not cute, guys. It was not cute. And so I was like, you know what, Mom? Like, can't get any worse. Let's just go for it. And we tried it and never looked back.
Okay, so the products worked for her hair.
They worked phenomenal.
Did they fix the spaghetti?
They fixed the spaghetti, yep.
Right.
Took a couple awesome. Months because it was so damaged.
Yeah.
Bad chemical treatment process gone wrong. But yeah, now her hair is real soft. My dad, he's 70, he's losing hair on the top of his head, and he'd used Rogaine for 30 years. So I put him on our natural alternative for
yeah.
hair growth.
Yeah.
And his hair, like you saw him earlier.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah. He has a lot of hair.
Grown
he's
in.
More than me.
Y'all can see the pictures.
Yeah.
Like, help my curls be less frizzy and more defined.
Curls
like,
are popping.
As a family, yeah. we've had great success in our hair transformations.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, so then you started with the company. So let's just get this out of the way. There is an investment, right?
Right.
How much is the minimal investment?
The minimum investment, $199.
Okay, all right. So, yes, there is an investment. Now, you said before that you had started other businesses before.
Yes.
So, we had a stat here. You told me that you looked this up, and the average home-based business, the investment is how much?
$2,000 to $5,000.
$2,000 to $5,000 for a small home-based business. So, with money, $200, that's it. That's how you got started, right?
Right.
How long did it take for you to get your money back?
It took me 10 days.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
I'm just going to add, along with that $200, you're not paying like for nothing. You're getting a website, marketing material, 50 samples, and 6 full-size products. So you will have the product line you need to be able to work the business. You know, you're not spending any more than if you just restock your stuff from the salon. But you're getting a business with it.
It's so true because I myself have purchased the kit and I don't even see it as almost like not an investment in the business. Honestly, I have so much product
yeah.
that I'm like, if I never did anything with this business, I just have like product that I'm going to use anyway.
Right.
So this business model is kind of like unlike other direct marketing companies where like you pay for a business but you don't have any product, so if you don't go anywhere with it, if you decide not to do anything with it, you don't have anything to show. Like, that is not the case. Even if you decided not to go forward, you'd have a bunch of really great hair products,
right?
And
no inventory.
No inventory, so guys,
the risk isn't there,
yeah,
like at all, of it not working out.
Yeah,
like
exactly the reason that you have the products is for you to use yourself, and you can take before and after pictures and you can share samples, but it's not because you're out there shipping hair products to people. You're not doing that at all.
We okay. hate companies that have to ship.
Yeah, no shipping.
Coming from a company where I shipped stuff all the time, I would not get tied up with that again.
Right, okay, great. Okay, so you signed up. Did you hit any barriers?
Yeah, okay, so first of all, like internal fear, I had signed up with direct sales companies 3 times. Like, yeah. I was done.
You're tired.
So I started this. I don't know anything about hair, right? And I was not active or good at social media. I started an account, 0 followers. I have like 5 friends in real life. Like, how was I supposed to make a business out of this, you know? Right. And so that was like my biggest challenge, was trying to overcome those fears. I'm not good enough. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know anything about this. And yeah, so that was the question. So okay. those were my fears.
Okay. All right. So you got past those things, and we'll talk more about like what objections people might have or fears. We're going to address all that in a few minutes. But tell us where you, first of all, when you started this.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Answer that question.
I started in May.
Okay. So that's 6-7 months.
Yeah. Like 7-ish months ago.
Okay. So tell us where you are today in terms of success in the business in the 6-7 months that you've been around.
Within 6 months,
of investment. Yes, of your initial investment.
Within 6 months of my initial investment, I was at the middle rank in the compensation plan and a founder in the company.
Okay. So, give us an idea of what that means compensation-wise. Don't be too specific because it's going to vary.
Right. I would love.
You can make hundreds of month. Can you make thousands of month? Thousands a month.
We're talking thousands a month.
Thousands a month.
Of course, it goes with what you, how hard you work, right? But I double what I make monthly from my phone, versus what I do at the spa.
Okay.
So I paid like $10,000 to get an education in spa, right? Massage, skincare, and I make half of what I make selling shampoo from my phone from a company I've been in for 6 months.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. And you're getting a really cool bonus coming up soon.
Yeah, right? So there's a couple things. As a founder, we get quarterly payouts of the company. So
like profit share?
Profit shares, yeah. So that's awesome. And then that would happen quarterly. And in addition to that, once you hit this rank, if you maintain it for 3 months, then the company pays for a car.
Yeah.
So should I want that, I could take it.
Right. So 6-7 months in, she could, if she wants, take a car from the company. Not bad. Not bad at all.
I failed direct sales so many times before. Yeah. I don't even know how I'm sitting here talking about this.
Yeah. It's really super incredible. Okay. So now we're just going to run through some fears. People may have, and we're just going to talk to you about, just give you the truth, the real deal. So some people might say it's too expensive to start. What would you say to someone like that?
If somebody told me it was too expensive,
or they can't afford it.
They can't afford it. I love that one. Couple things. So one,
$200.
It's $200. We kind of already talked about it. Like how much it is normally to start a business. With my business, 40 times more to sell dresses from my house than I did to start this business.
Right.
And that business was highly unsuccessful.
Right.
40 times more to walk away with nothing.
Yeah.
And so when I see this, it's just so risk-free to me that it's too expensive. It isn't an option. If you're using Walmart shampoo, your hair is not gonna look good. So you're investing in your confidence in yourself and good products, and the business is just a bonus.
Right. And guys, you know, it's an investment is what it is, right? So like Chloe said, she got her money back in 10 days. You're literally giving yourself a loan, saying, I'm putting out this $200 and I'm going to get whatever fold amount very, very soon. And if you need some ideas, listen, it's $200. Cut out Starbucks, right? This is what Chloe was saying.
God.
Like, cut out Starbucks. What else can we do?
Have a garage sale.
Yeah.
Take your clothes to consignment shops. List like 5 things on Poshmark and you have it.
Poshmark. And you have your money. Like, seriously, like lift up the couch cushions, okay?
Yeah.
You can scrape it up. And if you really can't, then that's okay. No pressure. Okay. So a lot of other people would say, I'm not good at selling. What would you say to someone like that?
Girl, same.
Yeah.
Like, I've never been good at selling. Like, I work at a spa, so obviously we're expected to make retail sales. I don't. I literally do not. My boss is on me all the time about get your sales up, and I can't do it. Like, I'm not a good salesperson. But the difference between that and this is, one, everyone uses shampoo.
I know. Like,
so you don't have to convince somebody they need this product, this extra step, because it's like basic.
Yeah, everybody uses hair products. Yeah.
But the biggest thing is the before and afters, the personal testimonies of people I know and people I don't know. But personal testimonies before and afters sell the product for you, as long as you're consistent in sharing them.
Yeah, there you go. And also, by the way, there's support within the company. Number one, Mane has training on sales, and also you're going to be part of a support team, and I'll help you. Okay, so my friends already do it. What would you say to somebody? And this is not going to be an issue for everyone, because it really depends where you live.
Right.
But it may be. So what would you say to somebody like that?
A few things. One big thing that I talk about within my team and within like working this company is people buy from you because they know, like, and trust you. Whether they know, like, and trust you in real life, they're your family, they're from the state you moved from, or they're strangers on Instagram that feel like they know you because they follow you. That's why they buy from you, right? And so whether there's one girl or 50 girls in your small town selling this product, you have a different network of people who know, like, and trust you. And then you made a good point too about not limiting our sales. So she has about utilizing social media. Like, you're not, when you are creating a social media presence, it doesn't have to be a big one, but one at all, then you're selling to people there too. And they're not people from your small town.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if your friend Stacy down the street does it too. Like, you just grow on social media and you can sell.
Yeah, I have you guys know that I have my own business, and my friends and family don't utilize my service. You know, if I depended on them, then I wouldn't have sales. It's just, so what we're saying is that, yes, you can sell to your friends and your family, but this is not what this business is about. You can, like, create, like, a huge, broad audience, right? So don't worry about that. Okay, so in line with that, some people would say, oh, I don't have a big following on social media. Can you tell us what your background is on that?
Yeah, so when I started Money, I had zero followers.
Zero.
On the account I use. Yeah, zero. And so now it's been like 8-ish months since I've been running that account, 7 or 8. I don't know. I'm not good at math. Sell shampoo.
Yeah.
I have like 1,100 followers, which is like, I mean, like, it's all right, but like,
yeah,
20,000 people have millions, so even that could seem small to people with millions, right? But with just over 1,000 followers, I've been able to hit big ranks, make a good income, and do it in a pretty short amount of time. So you don't have to have a big following to be successful in this company.
Yeah, for sure. And just throwing this out there, I personally, when I started my Instagram account in March of 2017, obviously I had zero, and now I'm up, less than 3 years later, I'm up to like 20,000. Yeah, I'm not like 20,000 now. So my point being is that I can share some tips. You join my team and I'll share some tips on how to grow your following. But honestly, like Chloe said, it's not a big deal. Don't even worry about that. Your Instagram, your Facebook, they'll grow. Okay. Somebody might say, I'm not good at Instagram.
Well, that's where we come in. We help you.
Yeah, yes.
We help you.
We'll definitely help you. And guess what? What I was saying before is that, like, when you ride a bike for the first time, you don't know how to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But pretty much, I'm sure pretty much everyone watching this video has ridden a bike and you still know how to do it, you know?
Yeah.
So you just need a little bit of time, a little bit of training, and it comes naturally.
A little practice.
Yeah, a little bit of practice. Okay, I don't have time. So this is really good. First of all, if you any form of income anything that produces income is going to take some sort of time, right? So yes, everything takes time. But let's talk a little bit about a response that you gave to a potential market partner over text.
So there's
Chloe had this conversation.
I have this conversation all the time.
Yeah.
You guys already obviously know how I feel about it because I started with a lot of things on my plate. So I understand that question. Like, I get where it's coming from. So somebody said to me, she'd been using the product, and this is the whole message. She said, I've been debating starting this as a business since I first started using the shampoo in August because I see such a huge difference in my hair. I'm terrible at social media, though, and I have a nine to five, 4 days of the week. I also do real estate on the side, so it's kind of intimidating to me. I feel you, right? So my response was, ooh, busy girl, I feel that. When I started, I was working 3 to 4 days a week at the spa, volunteering 20 hours a week, and had Pioneer Clothing as my side gig. I added this onto my plate because I watched my friend Haley's progress crazy well in the business, and I saw the comp plan and was like, well, okay, can't lose much. I have bad hair, so it can only help. Fast forward 6 months, and it doubles monthly what I make at the spa.
Look at that.
And then some Instagram tips. So she joined us, and now she's working with us.
There you go.
So if you don't have time, that's why you need this. It does not take a lot of time. Part of the company's culture, a big thing is time freedom and financial freedom. And they would not be preaching time freedom. We would not be able to preach it along with them if time freedom was not a part of this.
Yeah, that's like an excellent point where you just said, like, if you don't have time, that's exactly why you need this. Because it's going to free time, right?
Right.
Free
I feel like time. That's my catchphrase. If you don't have time and you don't have money for this, you need this.
Exactly. That's it. It's a solution.
It's like the solution. Yeah.
I love that.
It just takes faith for like 10 days. You can make your money back so fast.
And
it's just up from there.
So let's go on to the next question. Okay, I don't know anything about hair, and that's like, that's where I'm at, you know?
Yeah.
So what would you say to someone that said they don't know anything about hair?
That's okay. Most of the market partners with Monat are not stylists. For you stylists watching, there are many stylists, even celebrity stylists, who utilize this business. So it is a professional grade product. However, Monat as a company works really hard to educate us in both hair care, like hair anatomy, and then the ingredients in our products and how they work with the hair. So all of that training comes once you've joined the company. They do all the training for you. It's not hard. It's not time consuming to learn it. It's very quick. Yeah. But you learn enough to be able to be confident in what you're doing.
And each product comes with, you know, instructions on how to use it.
Right.
You know? Even I can figure it out. And
yeah.
I can figure out, like, nothing. Okay.
Stop.
Okay, I don't know anything about it. Oh, can we just talk a little bit, like, about, since we're on the subject of hair, like, what's really great about these products?
So Monat has a huge no list, which is a list of things that are not in the products. Most of them I can't pronounce because it's all that stuff that's so bad for you. But the things that the nose it does include that I can't pronounce is like silicones, waxes, parabens, SLS, SLES. So the things that can clog your skin and build up on the scalp, it's free from all of that.
Okay.
So the products work a little bit differently than your typical shampoo and conditioner. So they really focus on cleaning the buildup from the scalp.
Okay.
So you actually wash twice. Your first wash lifts up the buildup, right? So from years of using your Garnier Fructis and Suave, got a lot of buildup on there. So it'll clean it and lift it. And then your second wash rinses it all away.
Okay.
So it's like vacuuming before you shampoo your carpets.
Okay.
So that's how that works. So with that, it's going to remove buildup from your scalp and your strands. So your hair won't be weighed down. It won't be dull. It's going to take off any coating that makes your hair not shiny. You're going to notice shinier hair. It's going to create a good environment on your scalp for the hair to be able to grow. And it's going to strengthen the individual strands so they don't break off.
Okay. So it's natural based,
vegan,
yeah. Cruelty free, and all the no's, which we can't even pronounce. So like, have you ever had someone come back to you and say like, I don't like the product? Have you ever had this product, like, I know something better or whatever?
I did have someone, this lady messaged me and she was like, Chloe, I really don't like the root lifter.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, well, what's wrong with the root lifter? It's a product you spray at your roots for volume, okay? Right? That's what root lifter, like, it's explanatory. Like, well, what's going on? Like, why don't you like it? Like, thought maybe she's using too much and it's feeling crunchy.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, it's just not giving me the hold I want on my curls.
That's not what it's
for. I was like, it's not hairspray. Maybe you should buy hairspray if that's what you're looking for.
Right.
So that's been my only personal, my only personal somebody not liking something because she was just using completely the wrong product. In general, as a company, there's over 1 million VIPs and a less than 1% return rate.
Can you tell what a VIP is?
VIP is just a preferred customer.
Yeah.
So you just get like free shipping.
The product.
Yeah, somebody who uses it.
Yeah.
And you get like free shipping, a free product with your order, a discount and stuff. But there's no auto ship. Like,
yeah.
I've been with auto ship direct sales companies too, guys. Big X. No, thanks. I don't like the commitment of auto ship, so we don't have that. But yeah, people love the product. And if you don't, there's a 30-day money back guarantee. So it's very risk free.
Yeah, super risk free. As far as like, the investment is concerned to me, I mean, it's just as risk-free as you're going to get in the entrepreneurial world. Really, this is like really your baby, your own business. And it's super low risk or risk-free. And even as a customer, if you just want to buy the products, like, it's like you can send it back if you don't like them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty great.
Yeah. Full money back.
Full money back. There we go. All right. So we already discussed I Heard It Makes Your Hair Fall Out, people. We already, like, dismantled that. That's a no.
Such a no. I'm so mad that I wasted 2 months. I could have been growing a business.
Yes.
Yeah.
Seriously.
If you are still unsure or unclear, please feel free to message me, and we can talk about it personally if you've had any personal, like, things you want to talk about. But, yeah, I'm completely confident. Would not tell you that if I didn't fully believe it.
Absolutely.
Would not be using it before my wedding. Like, come on.
Yes.
Wants their hair to fall out before their wedding.
Yeah, nobody.
Nobody. Come on, common sense, my friend.
Okay, so, and this is a big one, guys. This is a big one. And we talked about this at length, because I think we both got kind of triggered. Okay, other people's opinions. Like, you do MLM, you're selling stuff. Okay. Okay. All right, hold on. Okay. First of all, let's spin this very positively, right? We discussed we're going to spin this very positively. So, if they're actually observing you and taking the time to formulate opinion, what they will see is that, number one, you've made a positive change in your life, meaning you have more time now, maybe with your family, to do your volunteer work, you have more income, right? More income,
yes.
Flexible schedule, you didn't burn a whole bunch of money, like, investing in a business, and you make other ladies feel good about their hair. That's like huge, honestly.
That's the biggest thumbs up.
Did you know?
Doing
all good things. People are like using this product that you sold to them, and it's making their hair wonderful. Their skincare, by the way, also.
I get those texts all the time about how much ladies love their hair, how much more confident they feel, and that's the best part of this business. Like when I started, honestly, I didn't really need the money. I was like, whatever, right? So that's never been like my goal with the business. But the messages of I feel so much better about the way I look, or my hair hasn't looked this good in 20 years, like those messages, those are the best.
Yeah,
they're so good.
Yeah, I mean, when you like make other people feel good, it's just it's incredible. It's so incredibly rewarding. And on that note, actually. One of my best friends is a hairstylist.
Oh yeah.
And she's super good. And she was always so happy. Like just when she came home from work, she was my roommate, whatever. Anyway, so I looked into it, and apparently hairstylists are among, or at least at the time that I did the research, was actually, there was a study done, and they said that was the most rewarding.
Really?
One of the most rewarding
so cool.
careers.
Yeah, yeah. You get to make people feel better all day.
Yeah, people, you know. Makes people feel happy all
day. Yeah, that's awesome.
So yeah, if anybody has an opinion about these beautiful, positive things that are happening into your life, like, they should, And like Clint said, opinions don't pay bills.
Guys.
They don't give you passport stamps. None of that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, okay. Now, so what I would like you to do after you see this video, or during now, actually now, think about it. What do you really want? Like, what do you really want? Why are you watching this video? You want a flexible schedule, right? You want to make more money, right? You want to have more time with family, volunteer work, whatever it is, you want to prioritize things, more, the more important things in your life now, right? Mm-hmm. So, Chloe's already shared with you that she's been able to achieve all that with money. She's already shared that whole story, and we have, I don't know, I mean, we could probably make a whole pile of stories that are very similar to yours. You've only been doing this 6-7 months, and I'm sure how many success stories, I mean.
Crazy. Yeah. Two people that I know personally, though, they've been in the business like about 2 years, they just paid off their mortgages. So,
yeah.
It's a game changer.
Yeah, no, seriously, no. it really is.
Doesn't need to be to live a lavish, luxurious lifestyle, but like to pay off your mortgage, like.
That's nice.
Do you want that?
Yeah. So, think about the reason that you're watching this video. What is it that you want for the near future, right? And ask yourself, do you want us to help you? Because that's what we're offering now. Whatever it is that you see for your near future, we can help you. So, do you want us to help you? That is the question. So, you know where to hit me. You can contact me anytime, and in this email you'll have contact information, and I would like you to get to me as soon as you possibly can. Don't delay. There's like no reason to delay. Chloe delayed for like 2-3 months and she probably lost thousands and thousands
of
dollars.
Like Chloe.
Don't be like Chloe, don't wait, okay?
It's gonna take longer to earn it now.
Yeah. So if you have any questions about money, contact me and we'll get you started, alright?
Right.
Right? Right, bye.